We can take guesses. We've tried to identify, especially with the fishing nets, where we think they're coming from. But even when you do identify by the color and the mesh width and the way that they tie their knots, even kind of a vague idea of what type of fishery it comes from or where it is possibly made, you don't know where it was left in the ocean. So it's really, really hard to pinpoint. I mean, maybe someday in the future they'll be able to identify it with tags and stuff. You have to register your nets when they're purchased, but you know, it's hard to say when you find a fishing float from, even with the vessel tags, with phone numbers from the mainland, from Portland or from the Bay Area in California, whether the boat, you know, lost this tag in Portland or California, in Oregon or California, or if it lost it in the, you know, right off the shores of Hawaii. You know, one can never tell. So a lot of things from California, a lot of things from Japan. A small amount is from Hawaii. Most of it is from elsewhere. But, you know, it's hard because the blame, you know, there's no one person to point the blame to. It's kind of an international multi-group issue, problem, and unfortunately a lot of the debris is washing up in Hawaii, and so we're responsible now for taking care of that.